Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
When you're outside at night, and let's say you're sitting on your porch and you have your porch light on, what's going on? You know, just 2 seconds, take a second to think about it. What is going on around that light? Yeah, there's a gazillion moths. And we're talking, you know, obviously you need to be in the right, you know, temperature environment. But if it's remotely warm out, you're going to have bugs and moths and all sorts of stuff just swarming to that light. They're attracted to it. There's something about it that they want to go towards the light. Are people like that with spirits? Are all of us a little bit varying in terms of how bright our light is? Some of us are very dim. Some of us are maybe even completely off or a different color. Some of us maybe are a red light. Are moths attracted to a red light? I don't know. But some of us are just a shining beacon that seems to attract almost anything and everything when it comes to the spirit world. It's a good way of looking at someone who is sensitive or an empath. Quite often those lights to the spirit world are quite bright. In our next story, we hear about one such woman who makes that realization as she recounts the various encounters from the other side, including an encounter that involves her small child and a spirit that is very curious about the baby. Take a listen. I wanted to share an experience in this past weekend. We're slowly coming out of quarantine in our area. My husband and I have been working from our home with our one-year-old daughter for the past 3 months, while we try to stay sheltered from COVID. My husband felt comfortable meeting his coworkers and friends for dinner and drinks Saturday night at a local pub, so I was home alone with our daughter, Cecilia, for a good part of the evening. I was excited for him to have a chance to get out of the house, and I was honestly looking forward to having some time alone with the baby. After my daughter and I had dinner, my mom called and decided to come over for an impromptu girls' night. Although I am comfortable being alone in our house, I was looking forward to my mom stopping over. We live in a quiet neighborhood with great neighbors. Our house is a 100-year-old ranch-style home with an open floor plan. We bought our house when our daughter was 2 weeks old from a flipper. Everything has been newly renovated. We have two bedrooms with a Jack and Jill bathroom between the bedrooms upstairs. Our living room, dining room, and kitchen are open to each other. We have a laundry and family room in the finished part of the basement, with a storage section around the corner in the unfinished part of the basement. We typically spend family time in the basement in our family room because of all the toys and the big TV. It's also the most toddler-proof room in the house. So my mom gets to my house. We were all hanging out in the family room as usual. Almost immediately, my dog starts pestering her. He wanted to go outside. She takes him out wherever she is because he's a smoker and does not like to go out alone. She gave in quickly and agreed to take him out. She went upstairs to use the restroom before going out. When she left the family room, my daughter toddled over to the gate and started to whine. She was tired and wanted Grandma to stay and play. Instead of letting her whine for Grandma, I decided we should just go outside with my mom. After all, it was a beautiful, warm evening, and the sun was just starting to set. When I came up the stairs from the basement, I heard my mom walking quickly out of the bathroom and into the kitchen near the back door and the stairs. She had a strange look on her face. I asked if everything was okay, and she mumbled something like, yeah, and changed the subject. She washed her hands in the kitchen sink. I thought it was odd, but I ignored it. We took the dog out and went back to the family room. After a bit more playing and some milk, it was bedtime for the baby, and just like every other night, I took her to her crib and laid her down. Sometimes she fusses a bit, but within a couple of minutes, she gets comfortable and falls asleep. The night she fussed a bit when I first put her in her crib, but she was already lying down by the time I got to the door. I headed back downstairs to watch a movie with my mom, and when I got downstairs, I sat down on the couch with her and pulled up the camera app on my phone to check in on the baby. I watched her fall asleep on the camera and closed the app. About 20 minutes later, I thought I heard a noise from upstairs. I was not expecting my husband home anytime soon. It was only 9:15 p.m. My daughter was an excellent sleeper. She sleeps 10 to 12 hours at night and naps regularly during the day. She's consistently slept through the night since she was 4 months old, so it would be surprising if she woke up after I watched her fall asleep. I opened the camera app and it opens on mute automatically, so I tapped to turn sound on. I could see my daughter lying on her stomach, but she was tossing around and starting to sit up. When the volume turned on, I heard a woman's voice on the camera. My blood ran cold. It startled me and I jolted back. Immediately, I reasoned it had to be feedback or a toy. At this point, my mom is sitting next to me on the couch. "What was that?" my mom's voice trembled. I shushed her so I could listen. It had to be a toy or a weird glitch. My daughter was sitting up and starting to cry, and I heard a woman again. I couldn't make out anything she said. It was brief, quick, and a choppy noise. It was absolutely a woman's voice. My mom and I jumped off the couch simultaneously. And at this point, I could hear my daughter crying louder, almost screaming. I was sure someone was in her room. "Grab him," I gestured to the dog. My mom had a hold of his collar and was following me to the stairs. I needed to get my daughter out of that room. I needed to protect her. When we were at the base of the stairs, I heard the very distinct sound of a heavy footstep. With our house being 100 years old, the floor creaks loudly when you walk across it. My mom still had a hold of the dog behind me, and I hoped it was my husband coming home, but I knew better. When I got to the kitchen, I saw the side door was still locked. My husband's car was not in the driveway. I was hit with another wave of adrenaline and fear. We kept a loaded handgun in our bedroom for this exact reason. Our bedroom connects to our daughter's through the bathroom. It's easily accessible to me on the way into her room, so I grab it. I take a deep breath, ready to confront whoever is in my daughter's room. My mom is outside my daughter's bedroom door holding the dog back. I'm in the bathroom with my hand on the doorknob to my daughter's bedroom, and I quietly turn the handle. I heard the voice. I heard it with my own ears. Not through the camera. I heard the woman on the other side of the door. I flung the door open and the room is empty, except for my daughter. She's in her crib to my left, screaming with tears streaming down her face. My mom rushes in and grabs her. I checked the closets, under the bed, the windows, and there was no indication anyone was in the house. Everything was locked in its place. The dog was searching and sniffing. He was on alert. My mom was holding my daughter in the kitchen. My daughter was almost hyperventilating. She was terrified. I went to take her from my mom, and she turned away from me. She was afraid of me. She even cried louder if I touched her. It was very strange. I stood facing my mom in the living room, running through what just happened in my head. "What is happening? What was that?" my mom whispered. She was obviously very frightened. "I don't know," was all I could offer in response. I tried to form a logical explanation. I went to the bedroom and looked at any toys that made noise, trying to find something that sounded familiar. The room felt heavy. I asked my mom to come into the room to listen and see if anything could pass for that voice, and she was still holding the baby when she came into the room. My daughter started crying immediately. "Go, go, go," she kept saying between cries, pointing and reaching for the door. I knew something else was in that room. I walked out and stood in the living room with my mom and daughter. My mom knew something was happening too. This was not the first time we had been through this. I have experiences with paranormal as far back as I can remember. My mom was there on several occasions. In the years since my daughter was born and we had lived in the house, I had not had anything out of the ordinary happen. That night I knew something was there, and I was upsetting my baby. I had to do something. Calmly but firmly, I repeated, "This is my house, and you are not welcome here. You need to leave. You're upsetting the baby, and you need to go. You do not belong here. This is my house, and you are not welcome here." I repeated this several times throughout the upstairs. The paranormal frightening my mother much more than it frightens me. She was standing perfectly still with my daughter in the kitchen. I walked back to her. "What do we do?" she asked. Her voice was trembling. She continued in a hushed whisper, "Was it Grandma? Do you think she came to visit Cecilia?" I knew it was not my great-grandmother. She would not scare the baby. I would have known if it was my grandma. It was awfully close to my grandmother. My daughter is even named after her. I think she comes to visit from time to time, but this was not one of those times. As we stood in the living room, I suggested we go downstairs to try to watch the movie. My daughter could come down with us and calm down. I could tell my mom wanted to leave. I was trying to convince her nothing was going to hurt us when all the hair on my left arm stood up. The tingling rushed up my neck and face. I glanced at my arm and I had large, visible goosebumps. Before I could say anything, my mom frantically blurted, "I just got chills. I just got chills. I have goosebumps." "So do I. It's okay," I tried to reassure her. My daughter started whimpering again. I opened the camera app to see if I could see anything in her room, and as soon as the camera loaded, I heard a crash from the bedroom and nearly jumped out of my skin. My mom was heading towards the door with the baby. It was the camera. It fell off the ledge and landed in the toy box facing the ceiling. If I rotated the view, all I saw were toys in the sides of the box. I didn't see anything spooky on the camera. I was not brave enough to turn the volume on. We ran downstairs, grabbed the car keys, and left. I called my husband, but he was still out. He was getting a ride home from friends, and I did not want to hurry him. I was leaving regardless. My grandparents live about 10 minutes away, so we headed there. They babysit often and have all the baby essentials and lots of toys. When we turned off my street, my mom told me what happened earlier that evening. She said she could not shake the feeling someone was watching her when she went upstairs to the restroom. She cut through my daughter's room to the bathroom. She said the room felt heavy, so she hurried up and used the bathroom, but had to get out. That's why she had that strange look on her face. That's why she washed her hands in the kitchen. My daughter cried the whole way to my grandparents. My grandparents are Southern Baptists. They're very devout Christians and never believed there was anything other than angels and demons. I'm awfully close with them and have shared many experiences with them over the years. I'm not sure they've ever believed me, though. I started to tell them what happened and started sobbing. Something terrified my child, something I could not protect her from. They listened, and for the first time, I think they believed me. A few minutes after we finished telling them what we experienced, we all heard a noise in their kitchen. Their Alexa started to say something we could not make out. My grandma's face drained of color and she started praying. Then country music started to play. We could not figure out how that could happen. Nothing we said was remotely close to "Alexa, play today's country music." They do not even listen to country music. My husband called about an hour later to say she was home. We headed home, and for the first time ever, my daughter slept in our bed. I was too afraid to put her back in her room. I barely slept that night. The next day, my husband and I took our daughter back to my grandparents. He was helping with some repairs on the deck. He did some work. We ate lunch together and got in their pool for a bit, and we headed home around 4 p.m. It was still bright out. When we got home, the baby was asleep. My husband carried her inside, and I grabbed our pool bags. I was talking to my dad on the phone, telling him about the previous evening's events. My husband mentioned to me to come inside. I went in and he told me to wait with the baby in her room. He headed to the basement, unholstering his gun. I did not know what was happening. He came upstairs a minute later with our dog, and he explained the front door was slightly open and the side door was unlocked. I know I locked that door when I brought laundry up a few minutes before we left. My husband said he heard a crashing noise in the basement. The dog was kenneled at the time. Their windows were all locked, and nothing was out of place. We sat down on the couch upstairs and decided we must not have shut or locked the doors when we left. We knew that we had shut and locked the doors. We had to rationalize and keep calm. Then the power surged. It was like an ironic scene from your typical paranormal movie. The lights flickered out and came back on. I think I literally rolled my eyes. I knew something was making its presence known, but it did not make me fearful. I knew it was harmless and chose to ignore it. My daughter seemed unbothered and continued her nap in her room. She's played in her room and has slept in there since the incident. She seems a bit hesitant about bedtime, but she's becoming a toddler, so that could just be normal. My mom has not been back inside. The paranormal does not typically frighten me anymore. What frightens me is seeing my child screaming in fear. From an incredibly young age, I remember strange things happening to me. I remember hearing my name being called or seeing something out of the corner of my eye. My things would move on their own or would not be where I left them. I could always feel when things were off. My dad was into the paranormal because of his own strange experiences. He's done ghost hunting since I can remember. He even published a book with some of his experiences. He always tries to find a logical explanation, often suggesting anything other than a ghost did it. I remember when I was about 7, my dad was taking pictures of a historic cemetery at sunset for his book, brainstorming for the cover. I was walking with him and looking at the flowers and the scenery. I told him to take a picture near the large headstone. I knew someone was there. He did, and he captured a vivid, colored squiggle. It was not a bug or a standard orb. He was convinced it was a spirit. In our old house, he captured a photo of a black mist with a digital camera. It appeared in one shot, progressed through maybe 3 frames, and faded out. He's even captured EVPs of various voices. He has hours of videos and orbs in my room. At about 16 or 17, my dad and I were talking about some of our paranormal experiences when he shared his theory. He told me he thought I was sensitive. He explained when people are sensitive, they're like a beacon of light, and spirits are like moths. They're attracted to the light. He believes things were drawn to me because I knew they were there. I thought that was ridiculous until we started talking about things we experienced. I had strange occurrences wherever I was. I was not always alone, though. My brother, mom, friends, boyfriend, etc. The common variable was that I was there when things were happening. I did not always witness these events, but I was around when the activity was stirring. My dad and his sister have both had separate instances of visions or premonitions with vivid details of things they couldn't know, mostly in the forms of super realistic dreams. Their mom, my grandma, has premonitions more regularly. Most notably, she saw what we refer to as the death cloud. A dark cloud appeared in her kitchen, and the word death appeared in the cloud. She gathered the family and insisted they visit grandma, her mom, in the nursing home because she knew someone was going to die. 2 weeks later, her brother died of natural causes unexpectedly. The most recent premonition was when I went to her house for lunch on Saturday. I planned to tell her we were having a baby. When we sat down to eat, she kept smiling at me. "You're going to tell me something, aren't you?" she asked. I thought my dad had told her, and she said, "I know you're pregnant. I saw it." She got up and went to her bedroom and came back with a note she wrote the night before. Both her and my dad swore they had not spoken about it. In fact, she was upset that he had not called her immediately. I believe this is a gift or curse that has passed through the generations. I've had a few experiences with premonitions myself, but my experiences were always more with spirits. I was always afraid of the dark and being alone, even as a small child, because of the things that I would see or hear. My father's side of the family has a sensitivity to the other side. My dad was always open about his beliefs, so I suppose I recognized and acknowledged the paranormal from an incredibly young age. After all, I've had an unusual experience almost every day of my life. If you're open to the paranormal, it seems you have more experiences than the normal person. When you have the experiences and feed into it, either with fear, provocation, inquisition, then you're acknowledging it. I believe most of the time the spirits want to be heard and recognized, so ignoring them is the best course of action if you want them to go away. They can also feed off your energy. There's a lot of negative energy or emotion in your home. They will feed on that. Of course, as a child, I cannot help but feed into it. As an adolescent and a teenage girl, it did not seem easy for me to keep emotions in check. I believe that's why I had so many strange occurrences as a child and teen. Now as an adult, I don't typically fear the paranormal, but will not open myself up to it either. I try to keep my emotions in check and live as peacefully as possible. Even so, I've had a handful of experiences as an adult, but they stop as quick as they start. I don't know who the woman in the house was or what she wanted. I hope that this was an isolated incident, but I cannot help but wonder what the next several years will bring with my daughter. As my daughter gets older and can interact more, I cannot help but worry that she's inherited this sensitivity. And with that, I'm afraid for her. Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ever thought about Botox but worried you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose CAPS. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At CAPS, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose CAPS. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At CAPS, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for 10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose CAPS. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At CAPS, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAP sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction, to facelifts, and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack, craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAP sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction, to facelifts, and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for 10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAP sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction, to facelifts, and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAP sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction, to facelifts, and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ever thought about Botox but worried you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose CAPS. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At CAPS, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.